This is a download from the BBC. To find out more, visit bbc.co.uk/radio4.
I set up Tourette's era at Biscuit as a response to my experiences living with Tourette's. Biscuit, there's lots of things about tics, Biscuit, that can't be changed. Biscuit, but one of the things that can is the Biscuit is the social impact they have.
Explain your own experience Biscuit. Of living with these tics.
Biscuit. So Tourette's, I have Tourette's syndrome. Biscuit, which you can hear, Biscuit is involves vocal tics, Biscuit, which is why I say Biscuit, ha, say sheep, Biscuit so much, and other noises and words. Yes. Ha, Biscuit. And as well as Biscuit, vocal tics, which are often thought about with Tourette's, the tics also include motor tics, so Biscuit making movements, Biscuit that I can't control. Yeah. So Biscuit.
Do the tics change?
Biscuit. Yeah.
Do the words change and the phrases change?
Sound tunes, yeah, Biscuit. Tourette's is a condition that waxes and wanes, Biscuit, so it changes over the course of somebody's Biscuit life and can change over months, Biscuit, but also tics can change over the course of Biscuit of a day, Biscuit, and I have happy birthday. I have regular tics, Biscuit, like Biscuit and happy birthday.
People often think, I think it's a sort of famous urban myth, I suppose, that people with Tourette's syndrome tend to swear all the time, but that's not true in every case, is
Biscuit.
It?
Biscuit. It's not true in the majority of cases. Only 10% of people have involuntary Biscuit swearing tics called coprolalia. I'm one of the Biscuit. I'm one of the 10%. Biscuit. Even the swearing tics is a very a very small percentage of the Biscuit noises, involuntary noises and movements.
You've set up
Sand.
Tourette's Hero. The website. Sand. What's the point? Are you really just trying to make it a place where people can learn there are other people who've got the same problem?
The point of Tourette's Hero is to celebrate the creativity, Biscuit, and humour of Tourette's, and to reclaim the laughter associated with Tourette's. Biscuit, Tourette's Hero isn't a website, Biscuit, just for people with Tourette's. It's a website for everybody. Biscuit, what we do is make the tics that I've said available that are often really funny and surreal, or Biscuit, have strong visual imagery and encourage artists, Biscuit, to respond creatively and make artwork and upload that to the site. Biscuit, you can vote on lots of different tics and browse the very diverse Biscuit range of phrases that I've said involuntarily. It's also Biscuit. I also write Biscuit, a daily blog, which covers all my experience. Covers a sort of wide range of my experiences. Biscuit, living with the condition.
And I suppose a lot of those experiences involve the way that people have reacted in public,
Biscuit,
when they've come across you and didn't know what to expect.
Yeah, Biscuit. And I think Biscuit, before I started Biscuit Tourette's Hero, I could often concentrate on the negative reactions, and it was easy to remember them and to think about the problems that Biscuit Tourette's faced. Through writing the blog and having that space, Biscuit, to reflect on it every day, I realised that Tourette's means that I have amazing conversations with people that I wouldn't Biscuit have otherwise, Biscuit, and lots of opportunities. And so the reactions, some very negative and distressing reactions, Biscuit, but also some amazing positive conversations and insights.
Do you think from the time that you've had the condition, do you think that people generally in public
Biscuit.
Are more rather than less
Biscuit.
Understanding?
Biscuit, I think it's not just about Tourette's. I think attitudes towards disability are changing and are opening up. Biscuit, I think there's Biscuit. What we're trying to do is, I think, part of a greater awareness and movement within Biscuit, within from disabled people, in sort of speaking out, celebrating and changing Biscuit attitudes towards disability through humour and creative means. Biscuit, and I think one of the important ways humour can help is to Biscuit engage people and then Biscuit give them an opportunity to learn about something.
So if they want to find the website, where do they find
Biscuit? They find it at www.tourettshero.com, Biscuit, and you can also come and find us on Twitter and Facebook.